first question is a very obvious one. How did this all get started? How did you get into the pumpkin business?
Well, do you believe it or not, we bought the property in 2016. So where is that? 7 years ago. And our vision actually was a winery. And we did a lot of research. We traveled through different wineries and different cities and towns, got some information and realized maybe not for us. And so my husband, he grew pumpkins 30 years ago. And his family's well into farming for the last 38 years or so. And so we expanded on the pumpkins. And the first year, we received some pumpkin seeds from his uncle. He has a farm in Flamborough. So we started with a bag of free pumpkin seeds and just grew a little bit and had a couple people from the public come pick them, just even family and friends. And then every year from that, it expanded and it's been wonderful. We've just opened it up to the public every season and try and make it fun for the family.
And how many pumpkins do you have here now? You know, you don't do a tally, mark each 1, 2, 3, 4, but like roughly from those free seeds, what do you have now?
Thousands, because we have some customers that are regular returns. So we also do a retail or wholesale side of it, if you will. And so Terra Greenhouses, they have 5 stores. So now we supply them. And also my husband is selling them in Toronto now. So we're up to, I can't even put a total, thousands. In acreage, we started with like 3 acres of pumpkins, and now we're about 60 acres. We rent in total 120 acres, and that includes all our products. So we do beans, peas, we did cucumbers, corn, cattle corn, and then pumpkins, of course.
And one thing that I said that you mentioned to me before we started recording here is like you're always trying to find like new stuff to do. Can we talk about like the introduction of like the haunted house and things like that?
Yeah, so this year we're really excited. We're having a haunted house because we have a lot of return families. I want something interesting every time they come back. And so they don't know what we're going to have from year to year. But our main goal, and always has been and always will be, is to make it affordable and still small enough that we can keep it affordable. You know, there's some other farms out there that provide a whole lot more, but then it costs a whole lot more. And we're doing with it, you know, the people around, the people that visit us, ourselves. I realize, I mean, we have 7 kids in total. We're a blended family, and we realize that money is an issue in the way the economy is. So I don't want someone coming and breaking their bank or not coming because they can't afford it. So we try and keep everything new and fresh, but also affordable. And so some of our games, like the bowling with the pumpkins, it's easy for us to put together, but a lot of fun for the families.
And I guess my last question here is, what's it like for you to have those repeat customers, those people who come back year after year who look forward to coming and seeing you and then what's here?
Yeah, love it. We had, since we opened, because now we're in our 4th, 5th year, and we had one couple that I totally remember. They were just in googly eyes with each other because they just got engaged. And then the next year, they came and they talked about their wedding because it was a Halloween wedding. Or a fall wedding, so they grab their pumpkins from us, their centerpieces and their decorations. The following year, they came back with a baby bump. And then the last year, they had their baby born, taking pictures with their baby. So it went right from kind of courtship to their first child. And then she told me that she was pregnant again. So I'm looking forward today, or this year, to seeing her growing family. And that's just one thing. That's just one little story. There's so many. So it's a lot of fun.